morning, Lee.
This morning we're talking about energy. I noticed in recent weeks our local politician Guy Barnett announced that we're officially 100% powered on renewable energy.
That's right. Guy has called it. It's been a long journey, though, Lee. Mm-hmm. Did you know it started in 1895?
There was someone that was really staunch supporter of that, Eric Rees.
Yes, that's right. So he really got it going. So our first hydro units went in 1895, but it really kicked off with Eric, or better known as Electric Eric, as his second stint as Premier in Tasmania in 1972 to 75 or something like that.
Yep.
So about the time I was born, Lee. And so now, 40-odd years later, we've declared ourselves 100%. Powered by renewable energy.
Electric Eric was staunch supporter of the Hydroelectric Commission. Really a lot of power supporting the schemes on the Gordon River, I believe.
That's right, he was. He was a big mover and shaker. So, look, fun fact about Eric was he was from the Braddon electorate, which makes sense. When you want to get things done, you engage a northwest coaster. But Braddon used to be called the electorate of Darwin, which I didn't know until I researched this story.
That's right, and you might be familiar with the local footy association, the Darwin Football Association, which operates out of Burnie. That was where it stemmed from, the Darwin Football Association.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It all made sense.
It does. How are we, though, at 100% renewable? Are we really 100% renewable, Adrian?
Depends how you look at it, Lee. So looking at the network distributed energy, we most definitely are, as we export more energy than we import. With the Granville Harbour Wind Farm coming online, we have really increased our generation capacity. Robins Island Wind Farm is in the works as well, and there are quite a few more projects in the wings that will hopefully get moving.
We're hearing about them quite regularly, aren't we? But we haven't really have time to rest on our laurels.
No, that's right, because we run the risk of oversupply and having nowhere to send it, as the best link or cable between us and Victoria is tapped out at 600 megawatt. So, well, that's even when it's going at all, Lee. This could be a real bottleneck for future large-scale renewable energy projects. This is why we need the Marinus Link to be pushed into existence sooner than later. That will be a 1,500-megawatt cable, and this will allow these new projects access to the markets to sell our excess energy.
So ideally, it would be nice to see our stable cheaper than the mainland energy prices attract more industry to this region.
Oh, look, it'd be nice. It's an appealing thought, but the tyranny of distance and freighting materials in and out of the island are major hurdles to overcome, but they always have been there. Still, having reliable, cheap and green energy is a step in the right direction to help local economies thrive. So here's to hoping as the catalyst to get things moving in the right direction.
We are the state to do this, so once again the question is, Tasmania 100% powered on energy?
So if we encompass all forms of energy, most likely not. We import around 270 terajoules of natural gas, which is around 750 gigawatt of energy. We import millions of litres of diesel, petrol and other petroleum-based fuels. We also dig up a bit of coal and import some as well to run boilers and kilns around the island.
Hearing you say that, I'm thinking we're a bit premature, I guess, in declaring Tasmania 100% renewable powered, but we are far further along than other states in Australia. Got some examples of that?
Well, look, that's true. But so once the Marinus Link is up and running, and we've also got the ability to potentially export liquid hydrogen from our excess energy generations, also Tas Hydro have plans for pumped hydro storage. We throw that into the mix.
Mm.
We have the opportunity to be a huge exporter of energy to the eastern states or even like other countries, especially the hydrogen. This could be well over and above what we import in raw energy figures as a total for our island state.
So, okay, so let's compare with our state with the other states, a couple of other examples there, Adrian.
Okay, so New South Wales are committed to 12 gigawatt of renewable energy, which is a good thing. Victoria is committed to develop 6 renewable energy zones. South Australia, they reckon they're about 50% of the way there, but they ran off solar panels for quite a while the other day, like the whole state. AGL, now they're a big energy company and they have a lot of assets in coal and gas and stuff like that, but they're actually closing down gas assets and one of them, Loy Yang, they're going to build a large battery storage project.
So in the absence of, say, federal government leadership on energy policy and direction, the states are really doing it, going it alone, aren't they?
Yeah, they've sort of had to. The end result, I guess, the majority of Australia's energy being sourced from renewable energy is inevitable. Still, the other states are a long way away from reaching Tasmania's dizzying height.
And we do punch well above our weight, don't we, when it comes to those that live here?
That's right. And the people who live here, they're born and bred to be resourceful, forward-thinking and tough. And we have to be, as carrying that big island to the north of us on our shoulders all the time is hard work.
And this is where you come in, because at DMS Energy, you're an electrical contracting company that really does specialise in energy efficiency and renewable energy projects.
That's right, big or small E, from mums and dads or multi-million dollar commercial projects, DMS Energy have you sorted. We have, from concept to completion, completed many award-winning projects, and we are based right here on the northwest coast, which is pretty cool.
And you do travel right across the northwest coast too, don't you?
We do, all the way from Marawar, Temar, through to Launceston, you know. So harvesting and conserving your own energy has never been easier.
Where do we find you, Adrian?
Yeah, just give DMS Energy a call on 1300 502 599 and we can start you on your low power bill renewable energy future today.
And your showroom's there at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. We can find you on the web as well.
Yeah, all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or hit us up on Facebook. You can ask us questions. And if you've got a question to ask us, we can answer it on Facebook the next week.
And we'll catch up with you again next week at the same time for more Power Savers. Adrian Luke from DMS Energy in Sprayton, you have a great day and a great week. Talk some more in 7 days' time.
Thanks.